Just over 100 years ago, West Virginia faced the Spanish flu, which is thought to be one of the world's deadliest pandemics in modern history. Records indicate 500 million people died worldwide, and nearly 3,000 of those were West Virginians. And while researchers have been hesitant to compare the Spanish flu with the current pandemic, there have been some grim realities. The Centers for Disease Control estimates well over 100,000 people have died worldwide from coronavirus. One woman in Kanawha County shared her family's story from the Spanish flu, and it's surprisingly hopeful. Take a listen.
Hello, my name is Donna Graham, and my mother, Mary Alice Calger James, was born in 1913. One of her earliest memories was the Spanish flu pandemic, because they were quarantined in their house for 2 weeks because my grandfather, Perrin Calger, had the Spanish flu. Neighbors left food on the porch. Fortunately, neither my mother, her brother Edwin Runt Calger, nor her mother, Nell Calger, got the flu. They lived in Petersburg, West Virginia, and my grandfather recovered and had a robust adult life into his 80s. So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
That was Donna Graham from Kanawha County speaking about her family's experience with the Spanish flu. The audio postcard was produced by reporters Roxy Todd and Caitlin Tan.